This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after the deadly storming of the Capitol last week by Trump supporters. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. A top military officer told lawmakers officials have opened at least 25 domestic terrorism investigations into Wednesday's assault on the Capitol, according to a House Democrat. Five people died in the rampage through the seat of government after Mr. Trump delivered a fiery speech Wednesday morning denouncing the November 3rd election results. President Trump remains defiant amid calls to resign and plans to spend his last days in office playing offense, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. He's had no public schedule, but on Tuesday, he'll travel to Alamo, Texas, to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. An ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday found that 67% of respondents said Trump deserves a good amount or great deal of blame for the insurrection, and 56% believe he should be removed from office. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will tap a former career diplomat, William Burns, to lead the CIA, his transition team said Monday. This as the Democrat races to put a national security team in place before his January 20th inauguration. Over a 33-year career as a U.S. diplomat and eventually Deputy Secretary of State, the Russian, Arabic, and French speaker honed specialty